Hold on. Are we on the air? We're on the air. Hold on, we'll get to that, Coach. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today is May 2nd. The time is 11:08. A roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Supranaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton. Morning prayer.
Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dying God's Wakanda, Wakanda is empty. Father, come to you, be in our heart and minds, come together for our Rajaj people. Peace be with the families represented, the families that are sick in mourning, dealing with them. Peace be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. Congressman Mason.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is payables. Is this just one, or do you staple everything together?
That's the Citibank, yes.
Citibank for $2,805.34. We have Dana's travel. How was your trip, Dana?
It was good. It was good.
Your training was good?
I liked it. I liked the materials that they gave us and stuff. And then they were happy that I was going through the book like I was doing. And they were like, ooh, hey, that's a good idea. We're going to tell them that. I was like, awesome. All right.
Yes, Congressman.
So are you certified and credentialed and blessed and all of that?
I am. I took my registered parliamentarian test back in July of last year, and then this was an additional training to go over all of the aspects of Robert's Rules.
Great.
So it was good information. It was good to be in there with other tribal officials and multiple tribes, so that was kind of key.
Oh, that is nice. Okay, so what we have on here is Dana's travel, we have the AT&T data plans, we have the Pawhuska Chamber of Commerce gala that the committee had previously approved. We have the Merritt's Bakery cake for the Women's History Month, which was also previously approved. So the chair will entertain a motion to approve the Citibank payable for $2,805.34.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Congressman Mason.
Question. In regards to our facility here, is the, do we have, well, where is our, that heart monitor thing that we have up there?
We don't have one down here. There's different things. The construction is moving forward for the offices next door. I know you don't see anything or hear anything yet, but everything is in motion to start that. And I will talk with executive to see if they have any of those or if we're going to have to purchase one for down here. I can put that on.
Would that be?
Bobby Toshi, yeah. Is who it was before. I think it would be again. So I don't know if the nation had bought multiple or if they bought kind of one at a time. So I will put in a call to him this week and find out.
I'm trying to recall that we asked for that up there last time.
Yeah,
defibrillator. Because every department is supposed to have one. Here we are down here. We don't have one. Some of us have possible needs for one of these days.
I will call him today.
Okay.
And find out what we need to do to try and get one.
Okay. Next question I have for those of us that occupy these offices here, is there any way we get some Just to investigate or see if we can find any shades or something to cut the sun down.
What happened, did we give away our drapes?
They were falling apart when we took them down.
They were fatigued out.
Okay, so, so this week I can start pricing, I am.
We got the hooks up there.
I'm guessing those are gonna be well over $1,000 to buy. So we'll need congressional approval to get curtains.
There had also been discussion about allergy issues that arise with the curtains and stuff, however,
We have to block the sunlight, they can't see their computers. So allergy issues or not, we're either gonna have to deal with allergy issues or congressmen, all the congresspeople that sit on this side can't work on their computer.
And there is the.
It's one or the other.
There is the thought of putting tint on the windows as well, if you want to consider that, but.
Just something, you know, we have such a beautiful view.
Eli?
Just to add to that, the clips are actually not up there anymore. The clips had dried and the sun had broke. So you're gonna have to replace the whole system.
I don't even know if tint though is gonna stop a glare.
I'm not sure.
I'm guessing not.
Letting you know, it's gonna be a new system. It's not just new drapes, it's gonna be a new.
Okay.
It could be that you prefer blinds, like the wood, that would match the blinds above. I mean, I don't know what your.
Those came from somewhere, huh?
Well, the chair will entertain a motion to start researching what we will put on the windows to cut down on the glare for the congresspeople that office on that side. And I can set an agenda for the next, pretty soon, so that we can talk about it, to try to get it.
So moved.
Fixed.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying, can we put that on the agenda? I don't have new business on here.
You wanna add new business?
Just discussion.
Yeah, we'll just discuss it then, we don't gotta vote on it. I'll get some figures and on the next agenda, I will bring you figures for you all to approve and options. All right, all those in favor of adjournment, say yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned, thank you.
I just wanted to let you know too, that when we finish cleaning.